On today's show, we're spotlighting an upcoming event, the Meetings Exploration Conference, from the Georgia chapter of MPI. You're listening to the Eagles Talent Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Eagles Talent Speakers Bureau, for speakers who inspire, educate, and entertain. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Eagles Talent Podcast. I'm your host, Sheldon Senek. If you would like to learn a little bit more about Eagles Talent, including search for speakers or follow us on social media, you can do all that and more on our website, eaglestalent.com. The Georgia chapter of MPI has a big event running from February 23rd through the 25th. It's their Meetings Exploration Conference. This conference will feature speaker Steve Ford, former President Gerald Ford's son, and Bill Rancic, the first winner of Donald Trump's The Apprentice. We wanted to spotlight MPI's conference for this episode, and who better to talk about the event than the president of the Georgia chapter, Meredith Martini. Meredith, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Sheldon, for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. First, before we get into the upcoming conference, tell us a little bit about the Georgia chapter and what role you play in the organization.
Sure. Georgia MPI is the sixth largest chapter internationally of Meeting Professionals International, and we represent over 800 of the industry's leading professionals, whether it's meeting planners from Fortune 500 companies or suppliers from all the big hotel brands, but also other meeting professionals, you know, in the AV community, in the event planning and production end, all those folks. And we are based in Atlanta, but we actually are somewhat regional in that we draw from surrounding states, Alabama, the Carolinas, even North Florida.
Oh, wow. So it's quite a large
area.
Yeah.
It's a great organization, and I'm actually privileged enough this year to serve as the president of the chapter.
So,
a great experience.
So you have a huge conference coming up starting on February 23rd. Can you tell us a little bit about this conference?
Absolutely. We're going the 23rd through the 25th at the America's Mart in downtown Atlanta at the Atlanta Convention Center there at the Mart. Mm-hmm. And the 23rd will be our opening that'll be our kind of opening reception and welcoming everybody to the Atlanta area who's from out of town. Mm-hmm. And then we've got 2 days of sessions and trade show and wonderful speakers. That'll be the Thursday and Friday, the 24th and 25th there at the Mart.
Let me ask you, how has technology impacted your organization and, for that matter, the conference?
Well, certainly all the latest and greatest in terms of AV production and all that kind of technology is for sure huge to the meeting profession and all the professionals represented in that in the industry. Mm-hmm. Who are all wanting to be on the cutting edge with their clients, both internal and external. So we want to showcase a lot of that. And now we've actually got a tech hub that we're having on the trade show floor, so people will be able to interact hands-on with some of the newer technologies. And then obviously all the new gadgets that are coming out and all the apps that are on the smartphones. People are really finding good uses for those within the meeting industry, whether it's registration or following your meeting conference agenda online directly from your iPhone, or actually we're using a little thing we like to call Poken, or it's actually called Poken. It's a technology that allows you to network, and it's a new way to get around the trade show floor and spare yourself the piles of business cards. So we're going green in the midst of it.
Before we get into the speakers who are appearing, can you tell us what kind of workshops you're going to have for the members?
Sure. We're going to have 5 different sessions of education time with 15 unique different breakouts along 4 different tracks. We've got kind of a boot camp for entry-level professions, people who are just getting into the industry and need to know more. So those are the folks who've been in there, you know, less than 5 years. And then we've got an executive track for our senior-level planners and those who who's been around the block, a little bit more seasoned professional. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing a professional development track as well as an entrepreneur track. And so we're hoping to reach a lot of different needs. And we're also repeating several of the sessions so that mm-hmm. people will have the opportunity, if they missed their favorite, you know, the one they were really looking forward to, they're not going to have to make those hard choices necessarily.
Yeah,
that's
always a big challenge, right, at a conference. Sometimes you do have to make those choices. So that's great that you're actually offering that, and it gives everyone the opportunity to really embrace the whole conference.
Yeah, we really want people to get the value out of this. I mean, it's first of all already a value at $89, but mm-hmm. we really want them to be able to experience as many of the different sessions as they can. And they're welcome to mix and match the tracks as applies to their own unique needs. We want them, obviously, to make the investment in their knowledge, their skills, their connections, you know, as they best see fit. So.
I think we're getting over the bad economy hump, okay? So what's the general sense that you're getting from your members?
Actually, one of the things that we're struggling against is our members are so busy. They're like, we want to be there. We want to be there. So we're just, you know, they're working really hard to find time and get, you know, to the trade show floor and get to these sessions because it is such valuable education. Mm-hmm. But we're all busy, which is great news for all of us in the industry.
That's great. Also, what do you think is a meeting planner's biggest challenge that they're facing these days?
After what we've just been through over the past few years, we're all still being asked to do less. Or do more with less.
Right, right.
So the budgets, while they're back, haven't necessarily expanded to match the, you know, the spend that one would have anticipated. Mm-hmm. So we're still working with maybe some older budgets, but we're expected to do more with those. And again, mm-hmm. because of the technology, like you were mentioning, you know, people expect it faster and cheaper. And that's the other thing is turnaround time has just the short-term nature of the planning process. After these few years, it's amazing. Again, they're just expecting quick turnaround and quick answers,
right.
and things to turn on a dime. So,
right, right.
And somehow we're all making it happen.
So you have a great lineup of speakers for your conference, notably Steve Ford, the son of former President Gerald Ford, and Bill Rancic, the first winner of Donald Trump's Apprentice.
We're really excited.
I was just
going
to say,
yeah.
How excited is MPI to have them? I personally love them both. But.
Yeah, you can hear me smiling on here. I'm really excited, and we've definitely got some of the ladies lined up for Rancic.
Getting pictures, right?
but both of them, I'm really excited about what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, Steve Ford has worked really hard with us to, you know, tailor, you know, his experience and his knowledge, and we'll be talking about writing the playbook of your life with character. And the theme of our conference is the planner playbook. Mm-hmm. And so he's really going to zone in on that. How can you write that playbook of your life so you're moving through your life with a plan instead of just, you know, haphazardly and right. kind of blowing by the winds of change. And how can you do that with character as well? So, mm-hmm. which is critical in all industries. But
what a great background Steve Ford has too. He's been an actor and of course as the son of a president. I mean, just think of the range of conversation he can have. I'm sure
he was I'm sure privy to a lot in terms of knowing a lot about the hospitality mm-hmm. industry just by having people in his home.
Right.
Literally that were from all corners of the world and all different cultures and knowing how to handle that as a young person, that's a tremendous asset, mm-hmm. Certainly in any field, but absolutely in the hospitality and meetings industry.
And then we have Bill Rancic, who is, you know, one thing I really love about him is he is just, he's an entrepreneur and he's been there and he's done it. He started his company, I believe, before he was even on The Apprentice, called yep. Cigars Around the World. And so there's a guy who has built something from the ground up, and I'm sure that the meeting planners are really going to be able to appreciate what he has to talk about.
Well, that entrepreneurial perspective is huge, especially, you know, one of the things that's happening in the meeting industry over the past few years is a lot of people are going independent.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of planners who are out on their own and who are in that position now to be entrepreneurs and business owners. And certainly Bill Rancic's perspective on that with mm-hmm. having started a business out of his apartment in Chicago,
right.
we can all relate, you know. I'm sitting here in the back office of my house right now looking out the window, you know, with piles of papers and you have to make it happen. And that keeps costs low as you know, when we're working with our clients, but it is a unique perspective on getting things done and being resourceful. And I'm really looking forward to hearing him. And he's going to be talking with us about long-term thinking in a short-term world. Those strategies for success in business and in life are so critical for all of us in the business world that we live in now.
Yeah, I just did a podcast with him a month ago. And first of all, what a genuine, just a genuine guy he is. Classy, a lot of charisma, and the business smarts he has. I think he's really going to fit in well at the conference and just be able to offer some great content.
Yeah, and he's expressed too that he's willing to stay around and shake every person's hand who wants to meet him. So I think that
he's that type of guy. He's that type of guy. So how can someone find out more about the MPI Georgia chapter and your conference coming up?
All you have to do is go to our website at gampi.org, GAMPI.org, and you'll follow the links right there on the front of the page to our MEC registration, along with all the agenda and information, why you should attend, how you can justify it to those who might be paying the bill for you, and all the different session descriptions.
Well, Meredith, thank you so much for joining us, and I wish you the best for you and the organization, and I can't wait to hear how Steve Ford and Bill Rancic did at your event.
Thanks so much, Sheldon. Look forward to hearing about it, too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm your host, Sheldon Senek, and you've been listening to the Eagles Talent Podcast.